King Joram of Israel, son of Ahab, began to reign in Samaria after the death of his brother Ahaziah, and he reigned for 12 years. It was in the 18th year of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah. Although Joram was an ungodly king, he was not so wicked as his father Ahab and his mother Jezebel. He got rid of the sacred stone of Baal that his father had set up, but he maintained the worship of the golden calves that Jeroboam, son of Nebat, had instituted in the northern kingdom. Now Mesha, king of Moab, was subject to the king of Israel and had to pay tribute. As he raised sheep, he supplied the country with lambs and wool. But after Ahab died, Mesha rebelled and refused to pay tribute. When Joram became king, he decided to attack the Moabites. So he set out from Samaria and mobilized all Israel. He also sent a message to Jehoshaphat asking for his help in the war. Jehoshaphat was a godly man, yet he gave his consent, and for the second time he made the great mistake of forming a military alliance with the king of Israel. The first expedition with Ahab against the Syrians had almost cost him his life, and on his return to Jerusalem he had been reprimanded by Jehu the prophet. The two kings set out with their troops, going south by the route through the desert of Edom. They were joined by the king of Edom, who was a vassal of Jehoshaphat, and the three allied armies marched through the desert of Edom. After a roundabout march of 7 days, the troops ran out of water, both for themselves and for the animals. "What," exclaimed Joram, "has the Lord called us three kings together, only to hand us over to Moab?" Jehoshaphat asked, "Is there no prophet of the Lord here, that we may inquire of the Lord through him?" An officer of the king of Israel answered, "Elisha is here. He was Elijah's servant." Jehoshaphat said, "The word of the Lord is with him." So the three kings went to see Elisha. When the prophet saw Joram, he said, "What have we to do with each other? Go to the prophets of your father and mother." "No," the king of Israel answered, "because it was the Lord who called us three kings together and is now handing us over to Moab." Elisha said, "As surely as the Lord Almighty lives, whom I serve, if I did not have respect for the presence of Jehoshaphat, I would not look at you or even notice you. But now bring me a harpist." While the harpist was playing, the hand of the Lord came upon Elisha, and he said, "This is what the Lord says. Make this valley full of ditches. For this is what the Lord says. You will see neither wind nor rain, yet this valley will be filled with water, and you and your livestock will drink. As this is an easy thing in the eyes of the Lord, he will also hand Moab over to you, and he will overthrow every fortified city and large town, and you will ruin the land." The next day, about the time of the morning sacrifice, the valley was filled with water. Now the Moabites had heard that the three kings had come to fight them, so their troops were stationed on the borders of the land. When the men got up early in the morning, the sun was shining on the water in the ditches. To the Moabites, the water looked red like blood. "That's blood," they said. "Those kings must have fought and slaughtered each other." And they rushed out to plunder the army. But when they reached the Israelite camp, Joram's men got up and fought them until they fled. And the Israelites invaded the land and slaughtered the Moabites. They covered the fields with stones, stopped up all the springs, and cut down every good tree. When the king of Moab saw that the battle had gone against him, he tried to break through with 700 swordsmen, but failed. So he took his firstborn son, the heir to the throne, and offered him as a sacrifice on the city wall. When the Israelite coalition saw this sacrifice, made to the Moabite god Chemosh, there was great indignation, and the armies withdrew and returned to their own land. Next episode, the widow's oil.